USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America wants to know what happened to Gabby Petito, a couple that lives across the street from boyfriend Brian Laundrie's Florida home, said they saw Brian and his parents drive off after hitching a camper on their vehicle. That was the same day that Gabby Petito was reported missing. Former America's Most Wanted TV host John Walsh gives CNN his theory.
My philosophy is he never went to the swamp. His parents and the lawyer on the phone bought him 4 days to get out in front of this.
Person of interest, Brian Laundrie, continues to be missing and is presumed on the run. The FBI will release data next week that some are speculating it will show 2020 saw the highest single-year spike in U.S. murders in at least 60 years. People that study this type of data say the sudden job losses, fears, and other jolts to society at the start of COVID-19 will likely have been the overwhelming driver. Others are pointing out the defund the police movement. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New coronavirus cases are continuing to decline in the United States, and some experts are cautiously optimistic that the virus will continue to wane even into the fall and winter. The United States is now averaging roughly 134,000 new cases per day. That's a 10% drop over the past 2 weeks. Dr. Fauci's NIH is looking at models that suggest cases may be down to about 15,000 per day by November. Well over 95% of those that get sick fully recover. The FDA has approved COVID-19 booster shots on Wednesday for a small amount of Americans. Dan Araki reports.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week.
We are USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As the manhunt continues for Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in the Gabby Petito murder, memorials are popping up across the nation. Gabby's hometown of Blue Point on Long Island is placing teal-colored ribbons around the town and are planning a special ceremony this week in her honor. Family friend Jen McNamara on Fox News says it's the right thing to do.
We just felt as a community that we needed to have an outward show of support for the Schmidt and Petito families. They're very loved here. This community is a very tight-knit, close community, as I know you've heard. And we really just wanted to show the families as well as the world that Gabby is in our hearts and that we love her very much and we miss her. I can't speak for the family. I can speak for myself, and I can speak for the community based on what I've heard. And, you know, everybody is heartbroken. You know, this is a daughter in our community. Many of us are parents, and we're all heartbroken. Yeah, you know, I don't know that there's ever actually closure. I know that for me, when I am able to speak my husband's name, when people tell me stories about him and talk about him, even 12 years later, it brings a warmth to my heart, and I think that that's very important in my healing process, and I think that that's what I'm hoping that we can do for Gabby's family, because to remember, to not forget, is probably the most important thing going forward.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.